Hello there, and welcome to Bill With It. It's week 31. We're back after a small hiatus with me, your host, Avner, and my co-host, Amelia.
Hello.
And our special guest, Carl.
Hello.
So I thought what we'd start off with here, we're on the bus. The bus is still here.
Of course.
Yeah, it never stops. We'd just do like a previously on EastEnders.
They should do that every night.
Every night.
It could be cat.
And it goes right back to the start. Ooh. It goes right back
It must be hard if you're a new viewer to EastEnders. Mm. So much to catch up on.
Yeah.
They should do a new Reader's Start Here episode.
Yeah.
Where it's all new storylines. Yeah.
EastEnders, if you're listening. Daily Star.
Get good viewers.
No, Daily Mirror. I haven't done that joke in ages. It's gone.
Daily Star.
Daily Star, if you're listening. Oh, my days.
Please close down.
Yeah, so previously on EastEnders, last week, we missed out on Keanu thinking everyone is kind of like onto him and Sharon, where some will say something very...
innocuous. And
and he'll go, me and Sharon,
yeah, but to be fair, he'd just like wander out of Sharon's house with like no shirt on. Like, and not even out the back way, out the front way. He wouldn't even like put his shirt on like behind the gate. He'd just prance out.
And everyone can see. Everyone's always watching every house. Dot's there. She's watching over. How that's not been spotted yet, I don't know.
Maybe that's why Dot's not in it anymore. Maybe Keanu shut her up.
That's the real whodunit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he kept ringing Sharon and saying, I'll be 2 minutes, 30 minutes max.
We know that everyone understands that.
Max? Why was he calling Max? When you're paying Jake Wood, you need to get him in. Because he was thinking he was getting a week off. Yeah. No, you've got one line, mate. You've got to come in.
He was meant to earn that moon.
I live in Bristol. No, you're coming in.
Yeah, so that was Keanu's storyline. And then the rest was basically just about Shaki again. They proved us wrong.
Yeah.
Is it Bruno? Is his name Bruno the Stabber?
Yeah.
Bruno the Stabber, his mum came into it and was kind of like...
Mrs. Stabber.
Miss Stabber. I don't know what the idea was. She came in and...
She was there because she wanted Carmel to come and see her son.
Again.
And then it turned out that she actually had nowhere else to go.
Mm.
So she, of course, turned to Carmel and said, I know that my son stabbed your boy, but you now have a free room. Could I have it?
Stacey and Ruby. Ruby's back. Ruby Allen?
Mm, yeah, I remember, you can remember kind of.
Yeah, Johnny Allen's daughter. She sent a text to Stacey while she was in the new shop, the new pharmacy.
Oh, the chemist, yeah.
The chemist nice. That popped up out of nowhere.
It's exciting when they get a new location.
It was literally...
Probably wasn't a stall.
Yeah.
It was literally Ian Bill's fish shop, but a pharmacy. I don't know if they just cleared out the fish shop for a few takes and then...
Or do you think... Ian's got a new side business where he opens up the fish and chip shop, but it's for a pharmacy every morning.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. In the mornings, until 11:30, and then they have to get out.
Every time we see like a night out at E20, you get like a group of 20-somethings on a table in the corner that are just leering at any female character.
All men. All straight men.
And you just get a shot of them going,
Might be pretending to be straight, for all we know.
Acting.
True.
They are actors, after all. Yes.
Yeah, very true.
Just day drinking in the middle of the...
Yeah, there was loads of time mix-ups again. Because they were like on a night out, and it cut to the Vic, and it was like light outside, and...
Kim and Haley are going to a prenatal class.
Yeah! But it was supposed to be on a night out.
I'm always confused by the... So a week in EastEnders episodes, is that meant to be a week's worth of time for the characters?
It can vary.
Because sometimes it can go three episodes and it's like the same
night,
day?
Yeah.
Or yeah, it just doesn't...
It depends what the story needs.
Hang together.
True.
EastEnders, if you're listening. It doesn't hang together. Bill with it. Everyone's ill.
Well, everyone's kids are ill.
Everyone's pooing. The poo theory's come back.
I think they were vomiting, actually. I don't think anyone specified that they were... diarrhea.
Wasn't it rotten meat or something before that everyone was having? Is that
horse
right?
Meat,
horse meat, yeah. That's it.
There's something
horse
in the water. I'm telling you, there's something in the water and it's going to come back. It's going to strike. And then finally, of course, we had Mick, Stew, the whole debacle, which we'll get onto later in, I'm sure, some sort of detail. That's Bill With It's Roundup.
And we're done. Roundup. Okay, bye.
Maybe we could do
If only.
Right. Should we go to our first stop of this week's?
Please.
This is the in-depth stuff now. This is what people come for, the meat of the broth.
The meat of the
broth.
One cup of broth, please, sir.
Yeah, the Carter family, they're broccoli. It works. Phil Mitchell's a crouton.
Crusty crouton.
And Phil Dot, Mitchell. The trusty spoon.
Max serving
all
that.
The broth. Of course he's a bean. What else would he be? There was no question.
Stacey's
a hair that needs to be plucked out and put in the bin. Sent back.
What's Reg Cox? The first character to die in EastEnders.
So you're hitting us. You're hitting Bill with It fans with some facts. They're not used to this. Sort
Murdered
of thing.
In the opening episode.
Onion.
So we've done broth.
Yeah. No, so we're heading over to the. What's Sonia's name? What's their family?
What's Sonia's name?
Fowler.
The Fowlers.
Fowlers.
There
yeah.
Go, yeah. In a week, you know. So the Fowlers. Bex had poo problems.
Did she?
No. Why doesn't she just say, look, you know, mentally I'm not feeling up to it? Why does she have to make up a physical ailment?
Because her mum's a nurse, so she really only accepts...
She goes and checks the stools.
They have a toilet sieve. Collects everything.
You'll never get away
They have
with
the little beakers, Mondays, Tuesdays.
I think mainly because if she'd said, I'm mentally not feeling up to it, her mum would say, well, you weren't really with Shaquille, and you only seemed to know him for about 2 months before him.
It seemed like
she shouldn't be that bothered.
Yeah.
So, well, her storyline was, oh, I don't want to go to school anymore because it reminds me of Shaquille. Shaquille again.
She's been in sixth form for 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
And already the head of the sixth form, or the college, has already spotted Bex Fowler as one student who could go to Oxford.
Yeah.
Like Libby. That had an article written about her.
Yeah, that was odd. Yeah.
With a little photo, a little headshot of her in the middle.
I wasn't interested. It was, for me, it was the stuff in between
the broth.
Danny Dyer in prison.
Oh. Yeah.
That was the good stuff. We were waiting for that to happen.
It was the filler.
We were having to wait to watch if Bex would go back to school or wouldn't she. And you knew she was going to go back to school.
And now she is, yeah.
Yeah, now she's back at school.
She's been quite rude as well. Like, yeah. That scene still sticks with me, how rude she was.
So what Sonia did was she put her car on sale, which we've never seen her own.
How's she gonna get to work?
Then she covered the flat in post-it notes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not an
sorry.
Environmentalist.
How much time has that taken to write them all and stick them all
that
up?
That poor EastEnders art department.
The intern.
The interns having to write that out. No, that's not Sonia's handwriting. Do it again. 50 Burning. More of these. It is like Monopoly, isn't it? The square.
They can't have like more than one money bags. Oh, Phil's pretty loaded.
He's got a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah,
he
gets
fine. Masood's doing all right. He's on his way up.
He's on his way up. He's a mover and a shaker.
Where's he living at the moment?
Still with the uncle and aunt.
Mm-hmm.
In
oh,
his
yeah.
own house that he's renting off them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. That...
Doesn't need to in a way. most importantly, we had Robbie making a reappearance.
What did he have? What was
a
his special?
It.
For no reason. What was his reason?
He should follow characters like Phil Mitchell around just playing it.
He was looking for a rare comic in the loft and he found that. That was the storyline. That was it.
A rare comic.
Because there was some line about. I can't even remember what he said.
A
yeah,
Beano.
No. A rare Beano from 2003. I'll make mega bunts off this.
It'd go for £2.50 on the market.
Is he the poorest character in the square?
What, poorly written or poor?
No.
Billy,
yeah.
He's paying child support. At least Robbie's money is his own.
Is that it for the Fowlers? I want to say there's more, but I also...
I think it was too much for me. Not even addressing where Dot is anymore, and I find that so annoying. At least at the start, they used to be like, she's having a nap, or she's at church. Now they've just forgotten.
There's so many creative things they could do to create the illusion of Dot. Hand, back of the head.
Yeah.
Someone wearing a wig.
She's in this room, but you can't see her.
It could be Jake Wood.
Yeah.
She could just mention her. Just say she's just popped out. You know, grandma Dot's just gone to the races. I don't care.
To the races. It
doesn't even have to be the believer.
Holiday.
Be on the square.
She's in this room. They open the door and the windows open and the curtains are sort of fluttering. Oh, she's run off.
She's free.
But the cigarette proof she was here. So
yeah, just have a cigarette out. I really don't care. Yeah. Just
or you could just have lots of the reverse shots of just people saying hi, Dot, and you don't see what they're waving at.
Oh, it's always interrupted with another scene that happens over the top.
Look, Dot's there. Oh no, she's just gone behind that hedge. Shot of the hedge. Perfect. She's in the back of that car. Look at it go. Yeah. Why don't they just start a storyline where Dot has started wearing masks and she's mute?
So, the Fowlers. Done?
I've never been more done.
Should we move on?
No, let's talk about it some more. Let's talk about more ways that they could have Dot.
It's crazy that that was more enjoyable. The idea of Dot, like the back of Dot or Dot in a morph suit, was more enjoyable than that storyline.
Sonia or Martin. Yeah. But not Robbie. Not Robbie. We love that trumpet. I hope that continues that storyline. I hope he pops out of his own bin playing it.
Well, he gets really good.
Yeah,
he could play. He pays the bills.
Yeah.
But what's her face? Bex. He's rolling in the trumpet money. He's doing jazz club scenes.
Yeah, that would be great. He's in the jazz club, and then someone comes out and says, "I'm a talent agent. You've got talent, son." Yeah, and his whole career.
3 solid weeks of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All we have is Danny Dyer in prison, Robbie on the talent circuit.
Jazz star Robbie.
Move on?
Yeah.
Right, let's move on. You know what it's time for?
It's everyone's favourite game. It's Who 20? It's Me 20. A game where I give you, the listener, and Abner, and this time Carl, a series of clues. And you guys have to guess which character I am referring to. This character first appeared in October 1988.
Ooh, so not long after it started.
It would be Sonia that early on, would it?
It is not Sonia. Unfortunately, Abner has answered for you. This character has been involved in a double wedding.
Oh!
Double wedding.
I think I know it. I think I know it. I'm not sure.
Go on, I'm not sure.
You give the answer this way.
Is it Mel?
It's Mel Owen!
Well done.
Mel Owen was involved in a double wedding when she was blackmailed into getting married by Ian, who told her that his daughter Lucy had cancer, has burned down E20, and recently began dating her on-again, off-again husband, Ray/Simon.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Please.
I'll start the bus. I'm gonna park it straight away. It's the Owens. Hunter wanted to bring the family together. Ray has a secret. It's a double identity. Mm. We don't know what the bottom of it is. Hunter makes a meal with Masood. Mel breaks the sink and brings Jack over. Ray makes a quip and is very Irish. That's basically it.
I like his
Hunter's
hair, right?
Hunter's on the booze.
The Kanzos
come back. Yeah.
He had 4 in one day.
And discuss.
It was sad to see a character as strong and as amazing as Jack run over to Mel's house just for a leaking sink. I know he's the landlord.
What did he say? There was something he said.
He's such a powerful force. Remember the good times where Jack was like detecting things.
But he said he wanted to give his tenants a personal touch by not sending out a plumber and just doing
and
it himself.
He did. I mean, he banged her, but that. Nice to see Hunter for some reason being built up as a bad guy for the majority of the year, just to this one week, just for us to realise, oh no, he's a really nice kid.
He went full detective in this episode as well.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every week there's got to be
a detective.
And Hunter was that detective.
Case procedural.
He was finding keys, opening briefcases.
It's like the Night's Watchman.
Finding secret hatches.
Is he like Poirot?
In a way, yes, I would describe him as Poirot.
It was more like, I don't know, like a Cold War
Taggart
thriller. Yeah.
Daddy Masood cooking with Hunter.
It was nice, and it was also, I would be very interested in the connection between the Irish stew and the Pakistani dish.
Mm. A family that eats together stays together.
Yeah. That's a takeaway from this week. I don't understand, because Hunter was sacked from that restaurant.
Yeah, but you have to remember, Ian's very desperate.
Yeah, no, but he was sacked, and it's never been said that he's come back, but he's
broken
into the restaurant. Yeah. He's cooking with stuff. It's a break-in, and he's blackmailing Masood to cook with him, saying, if you don't help me, I'm not going to wash anything up, and I'm going to burn all your pan, mate. So why does Masood go, I'll help you then? Why doesn't he go, I'm going to call the police, you've broken in?
Masood's a good guy, isn't he?
Mm.
He looks at Hunter and he sees a little boy lost. He sees himself,
sees himself
40 years ago.
Is it another daddy from Hunter?
I think Hunter has a lot of daddies.
He does. Mm. He has daddy issues.
There's Daddy Ray.
Yeah.
Daddy Steve.
Yeah. Daddy Phil.
Yeah, Daddy Phil.
Seems to be Daddy Max. I'm still on that train.
Daddy Other Ray.
Daddy Other Ray. Daddy Jack. Although Daddy Jack's
kind of Daddy up. Billy, because he works with him.
Well, Hunter is Billy's daddy, I think.
Did we say Jack?
Daddy Jack, yeah, he's had that. Been there, done that.
He didn't want it. He kind of didn't want to. Up physically.
But I think eventually he's going to turn around and realise that Jack's a nice guy.
A good guy. This is my theory, is that Mill and Hunter are looking for someone exactly like Jack. But for some reason they're putting all their cards and all their little apples into Ray's basket. Whereas if they want
literally.
Someone, yeah.
Can't wait to see that.
Bloody love an apple. Granny Smith.
Shouldn't trust him.
Ladies, garlands.
I'll take care of them.
We did have that scene where we saw Jack v. Ray. Do you remember this? And he came bursting into fix the place. He stood up when Ray came in and was like...
Hats off to him. He stayed calm, Jack.
And then Ray said, Jack said something about nostalgia. Oh, it's just a nostalgia thing. She'll be back with me soon. And then Ray said, nostalgia felt good last night. Which was kind of like... Was that too much for me?
Was Hunter giggling and going, yeah, thanks, Daddy.
Let me tell you what Mum likes.
Let's get around the circle. We'll just...
He briefs them. I know her better than anyone.
I know all the soft spots.
Oh, and...
Right.
I know all the tricks. I've been there.
Would we prefer...
I've been in
Jack
there.
Or Ray? Alright.
I remember it. I remember the layout. I can give you some tips. Tell you where to go when you're in there. It's all in here, taps his head.
No, just the visceral image of a child referencing the time they'd been given birth to. Child, he's 16.
There's nothing sexual about it.
He's 16 and he owns a club, runs a club. So, I mean,
yeah.
He loves his chicken as well.
He has business meetings with the chicken. Would you prefer Jack or Ray? You don't have to even just explain. Just Jack or Ray. Quick.
Jack.
Jack, definitely.
Ray.
Ray's a snake.
Ray?
Yeah.
Really? You're a Jack fangirl.
I do love Jack. But I just, I'm not in that... I'm young still. I don't have a Hunter to have to worry about.
Billy not being trusted with invoices.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote that down.
Oh, that's sad.
She rushes back, doesn't
just
she?
Just another...
Just leave him.
Yeah. Midway through and fix Jack.
Comes over, the place is on fire. I tried to do him.
So what do we think the storyline for Simon / Ray is going to end up being? What's the theory? What's
he's working for the Russians.
Right, moving on?
Yep.
Moving on.
Right, we're going to the middle of the square for a little feature art called Albert Square Off. Bare fist fights, one against the other. You decide who wins.
And they are well rested, aren't they?
They've had 2 weeks off. Mm. Really.
And no weaponry?
I have double checked. I've done a strip search. I've looked in their mouths.
Yeah.
And they've got no pockets to hide anything in. So
because
that's also
naked.
Good. Because they're naked.
The rest of them.
They do fight naked as well. Ugh. No, they don't. They fight in oversized t-shirts.
Okay,
like
fine.
Bed shirts. We can have that. Right, so left in the pot we have Robbie, Stacey, Ted, Stu, Haley, Hunter, Martin, Tina... And that's it. Carl, as our guest, I'm going to allow you to pick one of the names.
Okay.
But not unfold it. Just pass it to me.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be allowed to choose.
I'm going to go for... This has got good vibes.
Got good vibes. Right. So in the red corner this week, we have Tina Carter.
Ooh.
Crazy, sexy toddler. Amelia, please choose a name.
One, please. That one.
And she is going up against Hayley Slater.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit of a dead week, that. I'm not going to lie. I haven't bored already, but... ding, ding, ding.
I think Hayley wouldn't care and she'd go straight for the eyes. And she would. She's scum. She'd probably have more experience in brawls and stuff like that, so...
Always.
She wouldn't be scared to use her teeth. I can imagine her biting into Tina's scalp.
She is pregnant, though.
Well, yeah, she's protecting the child.
It gives you... They say that, mothers have, this, hormone that kicks in when they think their babies are, under attack. And they're, they can, lift cars. And I feel like if you can lift a car, you can definitely murder Tina.
Yeah.
Give me a pro for Tina. Don't just let her die like this. She's gone through round one. She won a fight against Jean.
Her karate skills, might come into play. She'd use a lot of dirty tricks as well. I can imagine, spitting blood in the eyes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
playing dead and then suddenly leaping up.
I know this is my feature, but I've got a question. Does the universe reset after their first fight?
Ooh.
Because Tina did kill Jean in the last round, and Jean is like a surrogate mother to Hayley. Would that make things worse for Tina?
No, I think it's fine, but what you do have to think about is what's happened in the week previous. So Tina has had a lot more ongoing stress. Mm. Hayley's had stress all week, obviously, but it's kind of been all put to bed now because she finds out that she's fine. Whereas Tina's stress is continuing on.
Well, it sounds conclusive. It sounds like you are going to be putting Hayley through.
I think so, yeah.
So it's another Slater 3. Hayley beats Tina, and that's the first character to have been drawn seconds to go through.
Yeah.
Little stat fee there. Any stat counters?
Wow.
If you agree with the opinions of Carl and Amelia, then, you know, send a message or don't. Right. So, moving on. The Mitchells, or the Mitchell/Taylor relationship. I'm not going to give a big rundown of this. It's the same thing. It's Keanu going in, having a bit of rumpy pumpy with Sharon, and then coming out and no one really noticing. Him thinking that everyone will find out. And they will find out, because it's EastEnders.
Mostly because they're not, like, once they're inside, they're not, like,
once he's subtle. Inside.
They're not subtle in terms of...
Is he not?
Keeping away from Louise.
Didn't see those scenes.
From Dennis. No, I mean, like, he's always over. They never have a really good reason. Like, Dennis and Louise both know that Keanu's been let go by their dad, and yet no one's like, why is he still here? Why is my mum always, like, blushing and, like, panting whenever he's around?
Why is she always in sexy lingerie?
And bondage gear.
Well, it is
sexy lingerie. Oh, okay. Hey, it's fine.
Don't try and shame me.
Hey, it's fine. Everyone
it's sexy
Sharon.
Lingerie.
Abner fancy Sharon.
Get in line, mate, so does Keanu.
But he'll get caught out soon, I think.
I liked he came bursting into the Mitchell household, like, ripping his shirt off as he went.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I'm here.
And then,
never mind that she's got two kids at home.
Yeah, well, she shut the door. And was it Louise or Denny? And he went, I thought you had a free. A free! They got a timetable scheduled up. A free. This is a flexi spot. We couldn't.
Why did they get to the Archers and just...
Yeah, bang all they want. It's shut.
Or he could have a tunnel going into the house. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah. The baby gates on either side.
Yeah.
So would Phil rather have the Archers shut and no one making money for 2 months rather than have Keanu?
He's making the sweet wonga in Spain.
What is he doing? Is he still looking for Ben?
He's doing the Italian job in Spain.
So he's doing like an Ocean's 8, except, you know, it's Phil Mitchell.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
That would be brilliant.
Ocean's 11.
With Phil
Mitchell.
Yeah.
So Mitchell's 17.
It'd be all of them. All back from the dead. Ronnie Roxy are there.
I meant just like Grant.
Peggy. Back from the dead.
That'd be nice. Pauline Fowler.
That's a straight-to-DVD idea right there.
Yeah.
BBC, if you're listening.
Why are we still labouring under the false apprehension that, like, Sharon and Keanu are a thing? We all know that Keanu's going to get found out, Sharon's going to be on the street, and Keanu and Hayley are going to be a thing. Why do we need to keep, you know, being
She got jealous of Hayley. Yeah. That's the first time anyone's been jealous of a Slater, that's for sure.
And they had that nice moment between Hayley and Keanu over and over again, little bits and pieces here and there. And then what a dark story, like, because you've not put her on the call sheet, what a dark storyline for Hayley. And no viewer discretion warnings beforehand. I thought that if you were going to include something like that on prime time, I thought you had to have a viewer discretion warning.
I think before the watershed, anything is considered okay. They just have to have a thing afterwards providing the
helpline.
Yeah, the helpline.
It's hard for me to come on anything this week because I was just there waiting for more prison stuff. I'm not going to pretend I wasn't.
So you're not even going to comment on Hayley's mum screaming, you
that
were a
was
mistake.
Last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even cover that in the previously, so we've missed that opportunity. That ship has sailed. Do you reckon when Phil and Sharon are having rumpy pumpy, or Phil and anyone, you just hear, hey, hey,
maybe he'll join in. Keanu, I've heard what's happening. I'm into it, mate. There's some positions that need three. And I think you could be the third.
Grant won't come over. So it's up to you, mate, as the new Mitchell brother.
Now, I need you to sign some consent forms. They look very scary, but I've been stung with this before, mate. I just need your permission. If it ends up in court, I'm going to get f***ed, all right?
EastEnders, if you want to have that scene as well, you're welcome.
It could be tastefully shot.
Candles do a lot.
Yeah.
The post-Watershed episodes. Should we leave it there? Should we leave the Mitchells there? With their sordid love affair and their...
Yeah, they were ill as well, so it's time to leave them.
They were pooing as well, yeah.
But no one's pooing.
They're all
pooing.
You've
got that in your mind.
It's a poo problem. It's in the
water.
It's a vomiting
bug.
Go back through the 31 episodes we've done and you listen how many times I've mentioned it. Because I note
it
down every time.
You mention it.
I
note
it down every time.
You mention it.
Whenever a character mentions their bowel movements...
They're not mentioning their bowel movements. They were being sick. They were vomiting.
They're sick.
They were vomiting.
I bet they had diarrhea as well.
Anything. Yeah, it's a subplot. That'll come back.
Yeah.
They're laying the foundations for something big later on.
This is what I've been saying. Yeah. So later on, they'll have this big reveal.
The virus.
The virus. It's a mass cull. It's a reboot. And that's where we get EastEnders 2.0. We get Keanu as Phil. We get Sonya as Dot. Do you want to introduce this segment? As I try and struggle to find the page we need?
Top of the Pops is a... You can introduce it.
It's a rundown of all the fathers on the square, and it's sort of a Top of the Pops style chart of the best to the worst.
So this week I'm going to present to you on the podium, his tail is in the air, his anus is being checked. It's Mick Carter. So of course we have our five categories, and we're going to start off with style. What's Mick Carter's style like?
Waistcoats.
Waistcoats. Iconic.
Yeah, I actually think he's quite... well-dressed on the show. I don't know if that's Danny Dyer bringing that himself or it's the costume department.
He's
but
a dapper filler. Well, this week we're going to go 2.5 each and
Carl gets
the
five.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, full five for
Carl
style, yeah.
Five. I mean, I'll give the 2.5 because it is...
I mean, compared to a lot of the other characters, he is very well-dressed.
Yeah, I mean, he's no cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so secondly on the list, we've got kiddie care / responsibility.
Ooh.
What's the situation there like?
He's good at that. He likes
he?
Hanging out with Ollie, doesn't he? I mean, there was that time that Ollie was dousing petrol on his watch. But that's a real one-off.
But that's just
yeah.
That's just a bump in the road.
But by soap opera standards, that's not that bad, is it?
No, they've never been kidnapped. Ollie was still very much in the pub.
Yeah, just moved. And
they've
doused.
Never died. I mean, look at Ian.
Yeah.
And look at Max, they're losing kids
left, right.
Wanted to ring his son on his birthday, so like this is the first time I've not spoken to my son on his birthday.
Yeah.
Prison, he's just talking about his kids all the time.
Yeah.
He cares about them a lot.
I think he does well.
There's You're proving me wrong. I'm going to give him the 2.5.
He certainly has a lot more like scenes with one kid, and he doesn't have to have scenes with him, and yet they go out of their way to show him with scene to Dolly.
Cool.
I think, yeah, four.
Dropping him down to
yeah.
a four. Right, so Mick Carter's skills. What's his skill set like? He can pour a pint. He can take a punch.
Taking a punch isn't a skill.
Yeah.
He's
I would
a lover,
say this
not
is
a fighter.
Where he falls.
Yeah.
Really?
He can. He is a good... I mean, is he a good owner of the... Is he a good landlord of the
family? He's very much held together by the women in that family.
He is.
Shirley,
helped.
Linda... Well, they're sitting there saying, oh, the pub's going to fall apart without Mick. Is it because he's the face and they're just doing all the work?
They're very strong women, aren't they?
He changes the occasional barrel.
I think that's why he likes Linda, because he's got lots of strong women
in
his life. I don't think he's got much else going for him.
He's more like the mascot of the pub. He's just the face of it. And
like
yeah.
a dog or something.
Yeah, like Lady Di.
I've got 2.5... to give away, I'm going to give a one.
I'm going to give a one as well, so that's two over here.
A 1.25. Am I allowed that?
No.
Oh.
I've got to do the
two,
maths
I'll go
here.
For two, then.
Second to last, what's Mick Carter's temperament like?
Hmm.
Does he get angry quickly? My answer is no.
No.
He's maybe too calm. He's too calm in situations. Like,
look at his time in prison, though. He hasn't made good choices.
He hasn't, but I'm thinking back to Aiden again. I'm a big fan of the Aiden storyline.
I can tell.
And he took the punches. And even when Aiden was like drenching the pub in the petrol, he just kind of went, do it. His whole family was still in front of him. Linda's screaming no, and he's going, go go on, do it.
Usually, he's not punching people and kicking off, is he?
When Linda was arrested, he was ringing the police station every 10 minutes on the dot.
Oh, it's his wife.
I do think in terms of his family, that's where he falls, and that's why I'm going to give him a two. I'll give him a two.
I'll probably give him the 2.5, the full thing.
True.
So that's a 4.5. Great.
I think a 3 for temperament.
3 for temperament. And finally, Amelia.
Dilf.
Dilf question mark?
Dad, I'd like to friend.
Personally, I would love to be Danny Dyer, Mick Carter's friend.
I give the tool full 2.5 on any way that you could take Dilf, I would do it. So yeah, 2.5 for me.
Well, that's a 5, because I'm in on the 2.5 as well, in any way.
Yeah.
Dilf is in Dan, I'd like to...
Friend, yes. I'd have a nice... No.
Formally kiss.
Formally kiss.
So if you did friend him, right, and he lent in for a kiss, what would you do?
I'd say, oh, whoa, Mick.
I'm sorry, I misjudged the situation. What if he looked at
him? That's all right, mate. Let's have another pint. You're married with Linda. Let's not split the family.
What if Linda's up for it, though?
If Linda's up for it, too? Why are we going back to, the threesome situation from Charlie?
You're involved now. You're in the Queen Vic. Shirley's gone out halfway, wouldn't you have gone upstairs? Linda and Mick are on either side of you.
I'd say, look, guys, you don't want this. You're a happily married couple. I said, they don't want it.
Yeah,
not really.
You don't want it.
I'm not up for it either, no. I don't want to get in between these.
He says, listen, mate, things are going stale here. And he's a bit embarrassed about it. He says, would you be up for. I mean, I don't know. Oh, it's silly, don't worry about it. But
I'd say, okay, don't worry about it.
Really?
Another pint, please.
There's a position we want to try. We need three.
I just slowly look over the bar, see Ted, and go, oh, all right, Ted.
Oh, Ted's
go. He's not there. He's always there. He's not asking us to do. What are you doing? You're playing chestnut? I'm coming with you, mate. Carl, out of 5.
Well, they keep saying in prison that he's a pretty boy, so I'm going to go for 5.
Currently, we have 6 downs ranked.
Who's the worst, Daddy?
The worst out of 50 is Billy Mitchell on 17. Thoughts?
Fair.
Generous.
Only 4 above him lays Martin Fowler with a 21. Mm. And then 2 above him is
Martin Fowler, who had 2 zeros in Dead or Life to Friend.
Seems harsh, doesn't it, really?
But, yeah, it doesn't.
Even Ted got points in the Dilf question mark.
You gave Billy a point.
I gave Billy a point, yeah. Ted, he's on 23. And then we get into the top 3s, and we've got Ian on 30, Phil on 31, and Jack on a massive 46.
How could you ever... He had 5s across the board, except in temperament.
I can't see him being ever beaten. But let's find out, shall we? So surprisingly, he's done well.
What did he get, Evelyn?
He's going in on 2nd on the leaderboard.
Well.
Just in behind Jack.
Phil will
he's
be
got
upset.
40... 40.5.
40.5 is a very tidy score.
It's not bad at all. You take that. Right, so that was Top of the Pops. Moving on. Our final, the big story, the one I've been waiting for.
We've gone out of the square. The bus is...
We're leaving the square. Yeah, we would be parking up at the Vic, but no point. No point. We're going to the prison. Yeah, the prison. For, I would say the Carters, but it's not, is it?
It's Mick.
For Mick.
Mick and his many photos of his family.
Mick and Mr. Phillips.
And Bob.
And Fingers. The
and
gang!
The alien.
I would be the alien in the back. Tattoo, Mr. Tattoo Face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would be well and truly up for...
A spin-off.
Maybe not a spin-off. Just these enders to do 2 or 3 solid weeks with Mick in prison.
Mm.
Nothing
I think that's
else.
That's what you're about to get, to be honest.
Just, get rid of the Sonia and Bex rubbish. Mm. Maybe keep Robbie.
Put them in the prison
trumpet.
Too.
Robbie can come in. He can come in and play for the prisoners. The trumpet.
Yeah. It's like a Johnny Cash when he went into the prison.
Exactly.
That would be nice.
And he'll come in, he'll sit in lines, they'll watch. Oh, this is great.
There could be excuses for why loads of the characters go in the prison. One of them becomes a prison guard.
Who would be a prison guard?
Ooh, Shirley. She'd be good.
Yeah, but a bit biased on Mick. But he needs some help in there.
Well, so she's disguised. She has a moustache on.
She's like, Mr. Shirley.
Yeah, there's the new prison girl, and she like takes off. It's me, Mick.
Like a Life of Brian scenario with a fake beard.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be really shocked by that. He wouldn't understand because she put it back
He'd
on.
Forget every time. Yeah.
Where have you gone?
Show.
Mr. Shirley, have you seen my mum?
Mick is me.
Oh.
Lady Dodger.
That could be a full episode right
there. That could be a full episode, yeah.
With the sharpest, best acting capabilities.
Well, he did win last week.
No
Best
doubt.
Best male actor. BAFTA. No.
No.
Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
Stu is pulling more...
It's what? Becoming a comedy. He knows everyone. He got into like the train records and stopped that train. That's not canon, but I believe it's
He knows everyone, and he's easily able to manipulate every single person that
he meets.
Ever
The
puppet master.
Yeah. They should call him that on the credits.
That'd be
just
great.
Stu/puppet master.
Puppet master.
Just the puppet master, Ricky Champ.
Is that the actor's name, Ricky Champ? Yeah.
I think that Stu is doing great work still, though.
Oh, he is. He's as watchable, but I don't know. Is he going to put himself in prison as well and just? It's what
he
wanted.
That would be good to get at. Yeah, to get at Mick.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, and they have to share a cell.
Yeah.
That'd be.
Oh, that'd be good duff duff. Your new cellmate.
Because Bob gets stabbed by
Yeah.
Stu.
No, by
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips. Notorious bank
guy. How is Mr. Phillips and Stu, what's their friendship based on? Because they are very different people.
He said that Stu was very well respected on the inside, so he trusts him. But yeah, I don't get...
It doesn't seem like they're hanging about watering plants together.
In a way, it doesn't matter to me. I accept it for what it is, and I move on.
My theory is that Mr. Phillips, who I didn't know his name until now, is the new Aiden Posh. Wants to call Mick Michael, big expectations, and literally does nothing that should be super scary. Like, what's he really done so far?
Cut someone's face with a bean can.
Yeah.
When did he do that?
When Danny Dyer has to get the can of beans
that
whole thing, yeah.
You just walked past him and you saw the blood on his face. And the...
Did he do that physically, though? Or was that one of his...
One of his chumps.
One of his lackeys. That's why he's scary. He has all these guys.
He is the cliche. What's the word for it?
Like intellectual psychopath.
Yeah,
thing, like listening
the
to the classical music.
Sort.
Yeah,
he's Hannibal Lecter. He's got like board games in the background. He's got so much control.
Puzzles.
Fingers in every pie.
Or fellow Literally. On the shelf.
fingers in every pie.
Yeah, he was just that fingers on Friday's episode. Just. Dunking his chubby little porkers in the porridge and just like, what's he doing? Why is no one going, oi, don't do that?
Because he's a prisoner, he's an animal.
Is that why he's in prison? He's just putting his fingers
in. He's an animal. That's what his crime is.
Why is Mr. Phillips in prison? Because they haven't addressed
tax
that
evasion.
Yet.
It's a posh man's crime. What is it,
I
then?
Don't think they put murderers and whatever Bob did. Like, I don't think they put them in the same prison. Like,
they
there's
don't.
A maximum security and minimum security. Mr. Phillips would be in a minimum security prison if he was in tax evasion.
Yeah, but is EastEnders?
I think that he murdered a bus full of school children.
Could have been a mobster on the outside.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the control, hasn't he? That's what the...
Sex trafficking?
Sex.
Are you going to calculate it? Oh, that's good.
Something
calculates it.
It was sad to see the prison system failing Mick by just not worrying about being pulled into places. The only time they were really concerned was when Mick said, I think I smell gas.
Yeah.
And he started screaming at him to, like, get back.
Well, no, he said he smelled gas, then he walked off with the can of beans.
And they went, oi! And he thought, he's been rumbled.
But
and then he just...
Yeah. It cuts back and he's still got the beans.
Yeah.
So what did they say to him? What did they say?
I'm hungry. And they went, alright, go on.
They went, oi, you said you could smell gas.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, alright.
Well, no, then he said, I'm sorry, I've got one of those diseases
where
you smell things that aren't there. One of them.
Sounds plausible.
Sounds like a stroke, Mick. You're having a stroke. And he comes in with the beans.
Scary stuff.
And he has the... he gives it to him. He goes, yeah, good, good source of fibre, that.
Decent grub.
Yeah, decent grub. It was just Danny Dyer riffing.
Yeah,
That's why he won the best actor. Because he's got that ability where he can...
could tell it was improvised. It sounded so Danny Dyer. There's no way someone wrote that.
Has Danny Dyer asked for this storyline? Like, was the stew thing being, like, developed, and then Danny goes...
Put me in prison.
I want to prison. No, what? Danny, we want Linda to go... No.
I can do prison. Trust me.
Borstal Boy, you seen it? I think it's all written by him as well. Oh, it's so basic.
It's a good storyline for him. And it must be really expensive for them to get this whole new set with a prison, whole new bunch of characters.
They do trust Danny Dyer with a lot of big storylines. He was doing all this work for Mr. Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Yeah, well, the only reason he started getting involved with him, against Bob Rishes, he was saying, oh, just keep yourself to yourself.
Is Bob real? I know that we spoke about this briefly, but I've been thinking about it over the weekend.
Is
whether
Bob
he's
real? I have a feeling that they might pull that stunt. They could do like a, he's your conscience.
I mean,
he was never here.
Mr. Phillips threatened him a couple of times.
Yeah, it makes no. Maybe they're all in his head. Maybe he's not even in prison. Maybe Albert Square doesn't exist.
His brain is a prison.
He just wakes up and there's a Jacob's Ladder scenario.
He wakes up in a cell.
Bob teaches him to be true to himself, and then he waves and disappears. Thank you, Bob.
He's doing all this work for Mr. Phillips for a blower or a phone.
Not a leaf blower, as I originally thought.
Here's your leaf blower, Mick. No,
you're
no. I wanted a dog and bone. They don't allow pets in here, I'm afraid.
And then he gets the phone, he smashes it across the floor.
Smartphone as well.
Yeah.
Not the kind you smuggle into a prison.
Exactly. He does eventually
get Facebook on it as well.
He does eventually get the kind of phone you expect, like a little Nokia number.
A burner, they call
it. Bob's.
Yeah.
Bob would have given it to him straight away.
Yeah, why did Bob not give it to him in the first place?
Because he wanted him to learn.
Not to trust Mr. Phillips.
By getting Mr. Phillips to smuggle drugs into him, then...
Into him?
Well, he got on smuggle drugs technically, to frame
in a way.
Bob.
No,
so
no,
why
no,
would
no,
he
no,
want
no,
him
no.
to learn
he
that
didn't He didn't know it was for that.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't for Bob, but it was to get...
To frame him?
No, it was to get Bob... that the drugs were just drugs that he wanted in there. It was to get him back from for Bob, like, scolding his friend.
Yeah, so the whole drugs were there for...
I
Bob.
Thought that Bob, the drugs were there, and he just thought, this will be fun. Because
he
wanted
the
drugs
like...
back, remember? He said, like, now that that's done, I want it back.
But surely it's just kind of like a control thing, him doing that.
I don't think he smuggled drugs in for the explicit reason to frame Bob. I think they're multi-use drugs.
I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's a psychopath.
He is.
He's no stew.
He's no stew, that is correct. But I'll take him.
Well, the whole nonce stuff. Kicked off big time.
Yeah. He went to sleep while listening to I heard Michael Carter's a nonce. Pedo.
Where are the guards now?
I know, yeah, I was thinking that.
Maybe quiet down, boys. It's night time.
Because they were banging on the door, but if he's in bed, obviously it's like lights out, they're all locked up, so why are they out of their cells?
The guards are involved, they're banging on the door.
And like you said, Carl, earlier, aren't those people that have been accused of that? Aren't they put in special cells?
Yeah, they're kept separate from other people because they do just get killed.
I wanted to talk about the actual action of the drug smuggling,
mm-hmm.
where they brought in the Linda lookalike to give him a little
Trashy
smooch.
Linda.
Trashy Linda.
Mm-hmm.
That's her character name, Trashy Linda.
Mm-hmm.
They did the old kiss, and then he had to get checked, and he was holding it in his mouth, and the guard's saying to him, "Open your mouth." And he's just standing there going, like, not, yeah, it's not me. Good for audio, but basically go, And then Mr. Phillips goes, go on, kiddly fiddler.
Yeah, something like that. And he puts his hand to his mouth, turns around, then puts his hand in his pocket. What
it's
kind
of...
of
the guard.
Because he slips his knife later on.
Yeah.
Like, spike up out of the pocket and just walks away.
The guards are terrible.
Well, they just kind of like, they were excusing themselves for entering cells. They were going...
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Yeah. I can see you in the middle of something here. But
this is a private conversation. Sorry, lads. I'll come back.
Is that a shiv? Yeah.
It's mine.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's all good. That's all good.
Bought
do you want a baton? Help it out.
So how's he going to get out of the paedophile situation?
The paedophile situation?
Yeah.
I thought you meant off jail, because I've got an idea for that.
Oh.
I think I've already mentioned it to you.
A glider.
Podcast. No, I said it's going to extend to Prison Break. He's got the map of Albert Square on his back.
Right. Okay.
And he's going to tell him his special episode.
No, it'll be Phil that comes in and breaks him out. Phil's got experience, he broke out before. Yeah. So maybe Phil's got the tattoo on his back.
Yeah, why can't
he
Phil
reads
call
tattoos
him?
He reads Phil's back.
Like, why is it only Stu that everyone knows? Why can't Mick go, well, I know Phil and he's my friend?
Yeah. Sure, Phil's a bit more
established.
Well known. Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
So you think he's going to actually escape from the prison?
No.
Nah, he's going to get...
They'll go into his cell and there's just the Rita Hayworth poster on the wall.
Nothing to see here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else that happened in this sort of...
I think it was covered very well.
I think nonce, fingers...
Oh, and he came in and he showed... to prove that he wasn't a nonce... A paedophile.
He came in and showed
a family picture.
Like, paedophiles can't have families. This is another Eastern thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Another trope, yeah.
Where they've said, like, paedophiles can't be normal people.
Yeah.
They can't appear normal.
Yeah. So anyone without family, watch out for them.
Some paedophiles abuse their own family. It doesn't mean anything just because you...
That's not true. It's not on EastEnders. That's not what EastEnders want you to believe.
Imagine if he announces to the prison that there's been a bit of confusion because he used to play the violin when he was a child, so he was literally a kiddie fiddler. And that's his excuse, and no one's buying it.
Does he stand on a table for that?
But he's got a violin.
There might be it, actually. Yeah.
Go on, play it. Yeah. Oh, that's what he'd bring out.
Yeah.
The bag I'd bring out, and he'd say,
play it.
I seem to have a violin here, mate.
Oh, a bit rusty, but here goes.
This is out of tune, isn't it?
No. Can't work with this.
He's a nonce, not a kiddie fiddler.
Tell you, I was a child fiddler.
That'd be a great scene to have. Oh, the phone call.
Yeah.
Where he was desperate
for Mick to ask him why.
Yeah, he just didn't care. That was a good play by Mick.
Yeah.
Well played, mate. Well played.
Yeah.
Stu might be in prison closer than we all think then.
And then they're just ploughing money into Richie Scott. £200 an hour. They haven't got this money. Phil's going to have that pub back by the end of the year.
Yeah. Halfway's pub as well.
It's Halfway's pub, yeah. So maybe Halfway have the pub. And Stu would have the pub.
That would be good, actually, if he became the landlord of the pub.
I'd enjoy that.
He converts the pub into a joke shop. That would be a great story.
The Stu Toy Emporium.
And he starts dressing like Willy Wonka. He has a cane and he sort of runs around the square trying to get children into the shop.
He's got Danny in there. That's a sidekick.
Come, one and all, see the wonders of Stu's toy shop.
Ted comes in. I'm just here for a pint, Stu. We don't do that anymore.
We're a toy shop.
You've got the pumps there still.
Use your eyes.
Give me an IPA. Right, it's time for EastEnders. The part of the show where I have bothered to go through the last week's episodes, take some clips, and bleeped out some words. And it's your job, Amelia, and your job, Carl, and your job at home, listening, if you're still here, to guess what those missing words are.
Huh? I said unlikely.
On with the show, EastEnders Sender, number one.
Good, the blower.
A sucking insect. Survives on plant fluids.
Only need it for a couple of minutes.
It's very clever, see? It disguises itself in a waxy white covering. Looks like.
What does it look like?
Vaguely remember this. I'm going to say cotton wool.
Cotton wool. Yeah. It's a very vague. If someone who is listening to this hasn't seen the show, you immediately get the idea of what kind of character
Mr. Phillips is.
Yeah. The classical music, the plant tender.
Looks like an M&M.
Looks like an M&M.
Yeah, it's like a white waxy coating.
Okay, looks like an M&M. Let's find out.
Good. The blower.
A sucking insect. Survives on plant fluids.
Only need it for a couple of minutes.
It's very clever, see? It disguises itself in a waxy white covering. Looks like cotton wool.
Oh, yes!
Oh, you're very excited by that. That's a one.
Oh, bang on.
One out of one. Really, unfortunately, it wasn't an M&M. It's a 0 out of 1.
Not even close.
Right, Ethan Sinsender, number 2, and more from Mick Carter.
You were punching above your weight on the outside, weren't you, Michael? No wonder you thought you were...
something along the lines of, no wonder you thought you were like Mr. Big or...
God's gift?
I'm going to go with Billy Big Potatoes.
Billy Big Potatoes?
Yes.
No wonder you thought you were the big man on campus.
The big man on campus. That's a very American...
It is something along those lines. It's something like that.
Right. Let's find out.
You were punching above your weight on the outside, weren't you, Michael? No wonder you thought you were Billy Big Potatoes in here. Have a seat.
I can't believe it.
2 out of 2, Carl.
Yeah.
He's been here 1 week. And it's a common phrase. It out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 out of 2. Amelia, you can get the one. I believe in you getting the one.
Billy Big Potatoes.
Admit it, Stu.
Must have took you a long time to set it up, though.
Longer than you can possibly know.
But you're asking all the wrong questions, Mick.
You know, you should be asking me why. Why am I doing this to you?
Nah.
Ask me.
No, I'm all right.
Ask.
I don't care.
Ask.
Something like calm down, Stu, or something. Like.
Calm down, Stu?
Struggling with this one.
It's a great scene.
Or that hit a nerve or something.
I forget how good that scene is.
Oh, yeah. It's something like that.
That's what I'm going with.
Hit a nerve.
I'm going to say touched a nerve.
Touched a nerve.
Yeah.
Variations on the same phrase.
Yeah.
Half points up for grabs if it is right. Let's find out.
Admit it, Stu.
Must have took you a long time to set it up, though.
Longer than you can possibly know.
But you're asking all the wrong questions, Mick.
You know, you should be asking me why. Why am I doing this to you?
Nah.
Ask me.
No, I'm all right.
Ask.
I don't care.
Ask.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
That's what he said. After that, Stu talks again. So you're both wrong. Oh. That's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's... I can see that.
That's why you don't invest in this game. Right. It's not designed to be won.
So how many did you get? If you got a grand score of 3 out of 3 and you knew there was ooh, then please do give us a comment below.
So we finish our episodes with going around and discussing the hots and the nots of the last 2 weeks, I guess.
So, the last 2 weeks.
Carl, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. Hot Mr. Phillips.
Hard to take your eyes off him.
Yeah, and it's good when they get a big new character, because it doesn't happen very often. I don't think it's going to be around for long, but Mr. Phillips.
He might move into the square.
That would be great.
Vincent and Kim's old house.
Yeah, if he gets
it's a bad
out.
Guy house. We've said
True.
That before.
Bad guy house.
Yeah. We'll give it 6 months and Bob could be on the square.
They could all come to the square.
Because Danny could... Mick could... like, thank him for helping him out on the inside and give him a job. Yeah, 6 months' time.
Bob, if they still have the pub.
Yeah.
If Bob's still alive.
My heart would have to be fingers. I'm so intrigued as to his story. What he's like, how he got to the prison, what he's doing now, what happened to his fingers, why do they call
him
fingers.
Now.
How he like just kind of gets away with it all. I'm just intrigued by him.
How he gets away with it?
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's in prison.
No, I know, but like he's in prison, sticking his food in like scary people's food, and they're absolutely fine.
They're fine with it. Yeah. They like the taste. I probably have to go. I'll give it to Mick. I'll just go round off the
you
prison
have to.
Lot. Yeah, it's the sideways glances, the squinting, the letting other people do the acting for him, and him just turning and looking. So I'm really just thinking about Mr. Phillips living on the square now, and I just. The dastardly activity he got up to
Michael.
Would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The phone calls. You better come over, Michael.
Yeah, he could blackmail
and
him.
And he could live with Stu. Stu can move in with Mr. Phillips.
Yeah. They get on. We know
they
that.
They can become a couple.
Who's your not? If you had to choose, I know it's hard.
Probably Sonia. The whole thing with the post-it notes was just a bit tedious. And she
pathetic.
She was just annoying her daughter the whole time, and it was annoying to watch.
Gonna stick with you. Mine's Bex. I just thought she was incredibly rude to people that were just trying to help her. I just can't believe that someone like Bex could have that much of a capacity to learn. Who's your not, Abner?
My not is probably kind of called the good ones out, so I'm kind of at a loose end here. Maybe did he? It's just standard, isn't it? It's a default. There's no Bernie, so I can't go for her. Billy, yeah. He can't do the invoices. He's crap.
He is true.
Why has he got a job? He's useless.
I've got nothing left! I've got nothing left!
If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @BWI_podcast. You can email us at BealWithIt.podcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at BealWithIt and EastEnders Podcast. Or you can like, subscribe and rate and review us on Apple, iTunes Podcasts and YouTube.
Have you got any gift requests this week?
Was there anything with Danny Dyer in the prison?
Maybe mix, you know, turning, putting the drugs in his mouth and putting...
Oh, of course, yeah, the mouth to the pocket. Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, and if you can make a gift for us of Mick Carter, Danny Dyer, transferring the drugs from the mouth to the pocket.
The mouth to pocket drug exchange. Yeah. What's in your pocket, Danny?
That's acting, mate.
Nothing.
It's acting.
You've already looked there.
It's not a knife.
That's in my other pocket. Thank you for being here with us, Carl.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for attending.
Beep, beep, bye.
Do that again.
Beep, beep, bye.